This is the story of an old woman and her two pots. An elderly woman had two large pots, each hung on the ends of a pole, which she carried across her neck. One of the pots had a crack in it, while the other pot was perfect and always delivered a full portion of water. At the end of the long walks from the stream to the house, the cracked pot arrived only half full. For 2 years, this went on daily, with the woman bringing only 1.5 pots of water home. Of course, the perfect pot was very proud of its accomplishments, but the poor cracked pot was ashamed of its imperfections, and miserable that it could only do half of what it had been made to do. After 2 years of what it perceived to be bitter failure, it finally spoke to the woman one day by the stream. "I'm ashamed of myself," it said, "because this crack in my side causes water to leak out all the way back to your house." The old woman smiled and said, "Did you notice that there are flowers on your side of the path, but not on the other pot's side? That's because I have always known about your flaw. So I planted flower seeds on your side of the path, and every day while we walk back, you water them. For 2 years, I've been able to pick these beautiful flowers to decorate the table. Without you being just the way you are, there would have never been such beauty to grace the house." Moral of the story: our wounds are our greatest gifts, and when we can trust that God is carrying us along and using all things for the good, life suddenly begins to shift. We cannot give to others what we ourselves don't have, and that's why our pain and failure serves as a unique window into the pain and failure of others. We aren't here to be perfect, but we are here to learn to love others and to love ourselves perfectly. It is a daily practice of surrender, of trusting that even the bad is there for good, of trusting God, and also of taking one step at a time towards the final destination. Keep walking and have faith.